Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, dear Amelia listeners. Before we begin our show, we wanted to give a quick shout out to a brand new show by some friends and colleagues of ours that has just launched. It's called World Gone Wrong, and it's a fictional chat show about friendship at the end of the world. The two hosts discuss topics such as, what do I do if my ex-boyfriend gets taken over by an alien body snatcher? How worried should I be about sewer alligators reading maps in downtown Chicago? Should I change my office hours to accommodate the vampire student in my class? And what is the deal with that guy showing up in all our old pictures? The show makes use of the classic podcast chat show format, but injects it with wild imagination and fantasy. The show is made by the team that brought you Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. You can find World Gone Wrong on all podcast apps, and we'll play you their trailer at the end of this episode.
Nisiag. Nisiag? Nisage?
I don't know. I think it's Gaelic.
Oh. Play?
Play.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. You sure about this? If you hesitated, do not proceed. Still there? If you continue, there's no way back. The choice is yours. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you do not hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Good day. How would you like to make a 50-foot, 24,000-kilo monster disappear? Go on, get a laldy.
Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 18. Nessie?
Oh, this weather would make a Siberian husky shiver.
This was a mistake. It was a prank call.
You're probably right. But just imagine if it was true.
It was a hoax.
Anyway, it's nice to get the city out of our lungs for a bit.
But oh. Can we roll back now?
Just another hour. I've brought a thermos of cocoa. It'll keep us warm.
I've brought tomato and a pesto panini and a papaware of tiramisu.
Have a picnic. Yeah, this will be fun.
I'm so cold.
Just a teeny bit longer. We'll play a game to pass the time. Do you know my spy with my little eye?
No. Spio? Okino? Ah, yes. I know it.
Ah, good. Salvatore, you start.
I spy with my little eye. Something that is...
Yes?
I don't know what to say.
Now you have to say the color of something you can see.
All I can see is water.
Then you say, I spy with my little eye something that is blue.
I spy with my little eye something that is blue.
Water. I win.
Okay, your turn, Joey.
I spy with my little eyes something that is brown.
The cocoa.
No.
This cocoa isn't brown. It's mahogany with a hint of umber. Lord.
I spy with my little eyes something that is brown.
Ah, the tiramisu.
No.
That piece of dog shit.
What piece of dog shit?
That piece of dog shit.
Man, I've never knew dog shit could float like that.
It's floating towards us.
It's swimming towards us.
It's... What is it?
Here, I've got a stick. Let's poke it.
I don't think you should be poking that with a stick. Joey, do not poke that with a stick. Oh, oh my God, what is that?
Oh, shit! I spy with my wee eye three chuckle fucks and a dinghy. Shut your geggies, you knob-dobbers.
Well, toss me like a caber. It's Nessie.
Do you still think I don't exist?
Sorry, Nessie. Nice to meet you.
A hearty welcome to the Helans.
Thank you.
What's that you're eating? Oh, I'm so hungry I could eat the scabby head off a wean.
A tomato and pesto panini. Would you like some?
Aye, game here. That's good. Oh, pesto. Fancy.
Do you like them?
Mm. Oh, it's nae cockaliki, but it's arich.
Cockaliki?
Mm. Didn't you tell me you've never heard of cockaliki?
What's your legs, boys? No, I can't say that I have.
Michty me, ye haven't lived till you've tasted cockaliki. Mm. What's in that flask?
Coco. Be my guest. It's from Le Duma.
Coco? Did you just say Coco?
Yes, it's all the way from... Nessie, please, we're going to capsize.
Oh, got your drink it, Coco. Ugh, you're such tallywashers.
Tallywashers? What does that
mean? Oh, okay. Fanny bores, dunderheads, bowheads, nuggets, numpties, daubers, fubs.
Ah-ha-ha-ha, yes, I think we get the gist.
Coco, help my bob.
It keeps you warm.
Do you care what keeps you warm? Whiskey.
Sorry, I don't have any...
Addy, I've been stockpiling it for centuries. I had a few too many last night. I'm still blathered, totally out the game.
Well, I don't think we should be drinking
Stop
whiskey.
Stop talking but... shite. It's medicine against the dreich.
Ah. Aren't those beer glasses?
Aye, just a wee dram. Here you go.
Thank you.
What about those two lasses?
Oh, si, grazie.
Grazie.
Oh. What's wrong with you? You gab funny. Learn to gab English. He's to us. Slant you.
Cheers.
Pure, dead, brilliant. I could curry down a corner for a cracking snooze.
That would be nice. But we have business to discuss.
Do we?
The reason we trekked all the way out here, Nessie. You said you need our help.
Jinx, you're right. Sorry, I'm bluted and I can't stop havering. Och, I the new. Let's stop footering about and get off our bahookies and get down to it.
What a good idea.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Well, why don't you tell me your story, Nessie?
My story?
Yes, we ask all our clients to tell us their story.
Oh, where would you like me to start?
Well, the beginning.
You sure?
It tends to be the best place to start.
All right. In 565 AD...
Oh, God.
...those doughty Picts came to settle here. One night, as black as the Earl of Hell's waistcoat...
I'm sure it was,
...an Irish
but,
monk with a face like a scalp arse comes along.
Sorry, Nessie, did you just say 565 AD?
Aye.
Do you know what? Why don't you just cut to the chase?
You want me to skip to the 7th century?
No, I don't. Just please, tell me what the problem is.
Folks are such dunderheads is what the problem is. Half of them dumb fucks say I didn't exist. The other half hunt me down with nets and hooks and take unflattering pictures of me. First they invade my privacy and publish pictures of me all over the world without my consent. Then they laugh in my face and tell me I aren't real. It's adding insult to injury is what it is. Make up your mind, you get balls.
Well, you know, you could just come out of the lock and settle the matter once and for all.
What, more cameras and attention and fucking Japanese tourists? I would rather suck Alex Salmon's torso.
Ew.
And those keyrings and bumper stickers and cuddly toys, which look nothing like me, by the way. Nah, if I came out, those doughty daubers would build a tacky theme park and pat me in a cage right in the middle of it. I'm already lining the pockets of the Scots economy as it is, and I didn't get to see a muckle as a thank you.
So you want to disappear?
Aye, but first they need to think I'm dead.
I understand that you want to disappear, but why the need to fake your death? Can't you just vanish from the loch? Nobody will ever know you're gone, or that you were there in the first place.
What, and let those scabby sceptics think they were right all along?
Yes.
That I didn't exist?
Yes.
Nae o' my dead body. I want to wipe the smug smile frae the faces.
So you want to prove you're real and disappear?
Aye.
Well, making you disappear is going to be exceptionally difficult.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's just that you're very, big. Nessie, please, steady.
Are you saying I'm a pie eater?
I'm sure you're perfectly well proportioned for a lady of your species. It's just, you're going to be difficult to disguise, you know?
No.
Well, you're...
I use disguise all the time.
You do?
How else do you think I'd get to the village on a Friday night?
And they don't notice you?
By 7 on a Friday night, everybody in Drumna Droche is blathered. They wouldn't be surprised to see a herd of poofy elephants on motorbikes.
Oh. Friday evening it is, then. Friday, we're getting you out of here. We'll hire a truck.
Where will you take me?
To Kozlovsky, our surgeon.
I am in Hoven surgery.
Oh, of course not. Kozlovsky will just study you to create as faithful a replica as possible. We have a contact at Edinburgh Zoo's pathology lab. We'll get him to send an elephant carcass to work with.
What? A wee elephant?
Several elephants. Several elephants and a rhinoceros. If we're lucky, he can throw in a hippo. Kozlovsky will be able to stitch something together. We'll leave the replica washed up near Urquhart Castle. Once it's found, the world's press will be there. I'll record the experts eating humble pie and send you the tapes. It'll be fun.
Tack that, you bobby suckers!
What about your reappearance? Shall we find you another loch? A nice peaceful one, without monster hunters and a tourist industry?
I've heard enough of the cold. I'm wanting to gang somewhere taps off.
The Gulf of Honduras, the Adriatic, the Mediterranean, the Argentine Sea.
Ichi ochi, as long as I escape this dreich.
But won't you miss, this?
This shithole.
Oh, you seem so Scottish.
Me? Nah, I see myself as a citizen of the world.
You won't miss the, cock-a-leaky?
I'll tack some Cullen's skink, a few bottles of whiskey and the Proclaimer's greatest hits. I'll be able to dream of bonnie Scotland if e'er I want to, but mostly I think I'll be glad to be rid of the damn place.
Well, in that case, the only thing we still need to discuss is payment.
I can pay it in whiskey.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Now, you said you've been hoarding it for...
My oldest bottle is from 1845.
That will do very nicely, Nessie.
Let's hear another tap-up, shall we? I'm dying of drouth.
Well, I think the occasion calls for it.
Here's to us. Slancher.
Slancher.
Oh, it burns.
Beautiful, that. Beautiful drum.
Oh, go now. Go off to my gym, please.
Do you want to hear Nessie call the Amelia Project again from her new hideaway? Well, by becoming a patron, you can do just that. And you'll also be helping us to keep the show alive. Go to patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast. That's patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast to make your pledge and access bonus content. This episode was written and edited by Philip Thorne. It was directed by Philip Thorne and Øystein Brager, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Gemma Arrowsmith as Nessie, Gianluca Yumiento as Joey, Ravdeep Singh Bajwa as Salvatore, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, and Julia Morizawa on the answer phone. A big bubble-blowing thank you to Soundly for supporting the show and sponsoring us with sound effects. Thanks to Fool & Scholar Productions for sponsoring this episode. Danke, Kati Zindeler, für deine großzügige Unterstützung. Thank you to Battlebird Productions for helping us record the episode and simply for being some of the friendliest and coolest people in podcasting. And thank you to all our listeners and fans for leaving reviews, tweeting about the show, and spreading the word. We'd also like to give a shout out to our listener and new patron, Nico, who has set up an Amelia Discord server where you can discuss theories about the latest episode, share cocoa recipes, or simply hang out with a community of Amelia fans. It's an independent fan-run server, but Nico has our full support, and we'll share the link to the Discord on our website. Simply go to ameliapodcast.com, click on news and then blog, and we'll post the link there. You can also find it on Twitter and Facebook. Stay tuned for the epilogue, and see you back soon.
What?
It's true. The tape's right there.
It's a hoax!
We've just checked with Edinburgh Zoo's pathology lab, and get this. Last week, three elephant carcasses really did go missing.
Koslovsky is probably stitching them together as we speak.
You think we should send the Navy to go monster hunting in the Caribbean?
I think that might be...
I was joking!
So far, they've given us solid intelligence. Bartholomew disappeared just like they said he would.
Monsters is where I draw the line! Give me that file!
Well, there's the police report about the missing elephants in there, and a document from the Loch Ness Research Centre detailing all the sightings from the last four decades. I've marked up a map with the most occlusive spots in the Caribbean, from which they could conceivably...
What are you doing? We spent the whole night...
Are there any copies of this?
No. Nancy's away, and the copier doesn't like me.
Well, thank fuck! Can you even begin to imagine what would happen if anyone found out you actually spent resources on this?
You want us to just forget about it.
I want this whole Amelia thing wrapped up in the next 3 days.
But there's so much more to...
You've got 3 days! Then we send in a team and bust them! We've waited long enough!
Who knows how many deaths they fate? You know, who knows how many Amelia clients are out there?
Yeti? Bigfoot? The Roswell alien?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
What we're trying to say is that once their clients know we've busted them, we'll be on the back foot. You know, they can go into hiding, change identities again. Shouldn't we find out who all the clients are first?
3 days! Now get out of my office, you gullible nincompoops!
But...
Now!
Well, that went well.
Huh. I've never been called a nincompoop before.
Right, back to the office, quick. We don't have much time, and we have to get through as many tapes as possible.
But just 3 more days.
3 more days.
Mm.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.